Whatever happens, you promise me.
Aurora dies today.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Originals on the Vero. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me are Kristen and Rachel. Hey guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. So was this episode pretty stressful for you?
Yeah, thanks, Keisha.
Yeah, you know why? You want to know why it was stressful for us? Because somebody decided to send us in our group message, oh my god, rest in peace, Elijah. Oh my god, wait, he has a Gemini twin. And when you have a message in Facebook, you just automatically click on it before actually, like, reading it, you know? Like, you just click in the group.
Yeah, we have to explain that Rachel was out last night, and I was out last night, so Keisha was the only one watching the show live and decided she was gonna fuck with us and tell us Elijah was dead.
Yeah, so I got home at like 11:30 or something, and I get into this group chat. I'm like, oh my god, I have to go watch this episode right now. So I go out on my couch, turn my DVR on, start watching. The entire episode, I had so much stress and anxiety every time Elijah was on screen. And then Elijah gets shot in the chest, and Klaus is digging around there. I'm like, oh my god, Klaus is going to be one that kills him. Klaus is going to push the bullet in deeper. Something's going to happen. Oh my god. No, he pulls it out.
It was going to be a Scar and Mufasa moment.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe that was just like the first time he got shot. And she's going to come back and shoot him again. So for the rest of this episode, since Elijah got shot the first time, I was waiting for him to die this entire time.
Like, same.
Like, I thought Aurora was gonna shoot him through the window while he was pouring drinks for Klaus and Freya. I thought she was just gonna, like, just show up out of nowhere and just bang, and nothing happened. And Keisha's a lying little hoe. Nobody trusts her.
Listen.
You're voted off the island. Goodbye.
Did it not make the episode so exciting? Were you not like, oh my god, on the edge of your seat?
It wasn't exciting. It was stressful as shit.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
And then I thought Freya was gonna die. I thought Freya was dying. And I'm like, maybe she meant Freya? And I was like, ugh. Killing me. Damn show.
You're welcome.
No.
I will get you back for this. Don't worry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can try.
Oh, I will. So,
but yeah, the episode we're talking about is Heart-Shaped Box, which if you've heard of anything about Nirvana, you've probably know this title song.
She eyes me like a pie. Sorry.
Yes. That was Rachel's wonderful Kurt Cobain impression. Thank you.
Not my actual one. That was fake singing, just so we all know.
You know what's funny is that I sang something on the Vampire Diaries one, and I'm like, please edit that out. Cut it out.
Yeah, obviously, you only hear my real singing if you come to a convention that I'm at with karaoke. It's the only time you hear my real singing.
And when there's alcohol involved.
Yes, I won't get up there without
liquid courage.
Yep.
Liquid courage, yeah. But yes, this was a very, very stressful episode for some. And so we basically kick off with, first of all, Klaus and Freya and their sort of jilted relationship, because Klaus still treats her like crap, even though she's part of the family. But
wait, no, but we can't skip Klaus holding the police chief over the side of the railing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The childish Klaus.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, my God. See, that's why I love Elijah, because he says it with such a serious face, like, seriously, dude, that's not what I meant.
That's why I love Klaus, because he takes him seriously and does exactly what he asks.
That's why they're both awesome. Like
Klaus is that asshole kid, and then Elijah.
Klaus is the middle child. That's what happens.
I love it because Elijah is just the perfect comic relief to his madness. Definitely. That's great. Should go on tour and do stand up together. I think this would work out.
You know, actually, I think people would actually go to that and really like it because they're fucking hilarious. Even off of the originals, when they do videos together, they're hilarious. There's no lying.
Yeah.
I was waiting for an episode I was waiting for a promo this week.
They did.
Joseph Morgan. They did? Oh my god, I missed it.
Oh my god, it was hilarious. He goes around knocking on the doors trying to get them to like do a promo with him.
Oh my god, no, I didn't see it either.
And then he has like what's his face? Did you guys watch their 10-minute video they did?
Yes.
Where they answered my question.
Whatever, Rachel.
I think they had the one guy that came in. I can't remember what his name is. I think they had him do it. It was two parts. There were two videos. You guys missed two videos.
Okay, we're going to watch them when we're done.
Yeah, I pulled it up. It's on his Instagram, at The Real Joseph Morgan on Instagram. Yeah, so definitely check that out before.
That's like almost better than some of the episodes sometimes. It's just their promo videos that they do.
Yeah, like, I look definitely forward. Funny.
Let me rephrase that. They're better than The Vampire Diaries.
Oh my god.
The shame. They're certainly entertaining. Yes. But yes, so Aurora's running around with the white oak stake, which she fashioned into bullets. So they're worrying about that. So they're after Klaus, you know, drops this guy, which I hope he gave him his blood and like the guy survived that fall.
That wasn't a big fall. That's like a drunken, like, hey guys, watch me drunk off the roof fall. So, I mean, I think he's okay. Yeah, okay. He might have broken a leg or so. I'm sure he's fine. He landed on his feet, so probably just a shattered ankle or something. For Klaus, it's nice.
Yes. So now they have to find Aurora. And to do that, they're going to need Freya, who has been trying to cast spells and figure it out, but Aurora is cloaked, and Klaus is not happy, so he mistreats her and talks crap to her. Like,
what in the asshole?
How rude.
How rude. The word.
But I did love when Freya was like, do you talk to your our other sister like that?
Yeah.
I love Freya. I like Freya better than Rebecca, to be honest.
What?
Do you?
I do. I really love Freya. I don't know why.
See, I like both of them. I think there's one that I like more than the
if
other.
If I had to pick.
You would pick Freya? I'd
pick Freya. Mm-hmm. Putting you on the spot. Putting you on the spot. Go. Come on.
As of right now, I think I would pick Freya because Rebecca's not around.
Rebecca's always leaving. That's the depressing part. But I love her sass and those one-liners she has. So
yeah, but Freya's got them too. Klaus. I think everybody in the originals family just comes like programmed with epic one-liners.
Yeah, but see, Freya has them, but they're the way she delivers them is different than Rebecca. Like Rebecca does it in a more joking way, I think.
Yeah, Freya's more like, careful, I'll set you on fire.
Yeah.
You might think I'm joking, but I am not joking.
Which is probably why you like her more.
Probably. She's like a female Klaus almost.
Except a little less destructive.
Yeah. Not quite as bad. But they have like similar personalities.
Yeah. But yeah, we love them. And Elijah is just watching this all go down like, damn it, I gotta glue this whole family together. I'm running out of arms. Like, can we not? Poor Elijah, stuck in the middle of... He's always stuck in the middle of everybody's drama. But he likes being the professional Michelson wrangler. He's great at that. role.
Especially Klaus. He specializes in Klaus wrangling.
Yeah, he needs a raise.
Dirty.
It was.
So So Freya goes back to casting her wonderful witchy spell to find Aurora, and she didn't really have to look much further because Aurora shows up and kidnaps her.
Bitch.
You know, when I saw that happen, I thought she was gonna die in this episode.
I did too.
What aggravates me is they're all so much more powerful than Aurora. And the only reason Aurora is still alive is because of plot. Because it just bothers me. Because they all went up against Dahlia and won. And they can't go up against a vampire that's almost their age.
And really unstable.
Yeah. Like, I was sitting here, I'm like, could have killed her there. You could have killed her there. Could have taken her head off here. Could have done that. Could have done that. Like,
yeah, but you were also distracted with, oh my god, Elijah's gonna die.
Yeah, but that's what made me so angry, because I'm like, y'all could have killed her right here, right now, and you didn't.
For real, why can't one distract her and then the other one sneak up behind her? Well, like, come Klaus on, sneak had attack.
The gun pointed at her. Like, come on. Hesitation is not good. Like, just... Hesitation kills, okay, guys? Just done.
Shoot first, don't ask questions.
When it comes to Aurora, yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, this is going on. Davina is trying her very best to convince Aya to help her bring back Cole do this spell. You know, I liked her last week when she was like, yeah, Elijah, you left me. Tristan saved me. I don't like you. I'm going to fight for my coven. This week, I'm just like, Aya.
No. I don't like Aya because she only cares about herself. And the fact that she's even pretending to care about the Strix really aggravates me because she's obviously serving her own agenda.
Yeah. I liked her in the beginning because I thought she was a strong female character that was being brought onto the show. But it's like every episode that goes on, I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here. She's just like, she's always trying to.
Especially with the end of the episode when she decided to team up with Crazy Pants. Like, come on.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, why do you want to kill
a shady character?
I like when she fights with Marcel, though. Like, when she actually fights Marcel, yeah. I think that's fun to watch.
Yeah. They have Marcel. Good chemistry, but I definitely don't want them to be together.
No, definitely not.
Mm-mm. Marcel is getting in too deep with the Strix, and it's going to bite him in the ass, especially after what he did with Jackson's heart.
Rachel didn't even want to say it. Rachel's like, no, not Jackson.
Oh, I'm still not over it.
We're still mourning.
Well, because they bring him up, like, every time. Like, on Grey's Anatomy. Like, all right, spoiler alert, people, but Derek dies. And they bring him up, like, every episode. And I'm like, can you guys, like, just not? Like, can we stop doing that and having flashbacks? Like, come on.
You have to keep his memory alive. And it was so sweet that Haley was like, okay, I'm going to keep his memory alive by burying his heart under the sapple tree. And then I thought, oh.
It's so morbid and gothic, but I love it.
It's sweet, because, you know, when Hope grows up, she'll be able to visit the remains of the guy who, her stepdad.
Her stepdaddy. You gotta say it like a Texas, her stepdaddy.
Oh, I'm gonna miss my moonshine, boo.
You know, but, I thought it was funny when they showed her at the heart was buried. They show her, and, like, all the trees in the background were dead except for that one where his heart was.
Oh, no. And it looked like Klaus was going to do a nice gesture and just see how she was. But
He kind of did, though.
Yeah.
Like, he had his own. Like, I love Klaus and Haley's relationship because even though they slept together, like, I love how they haven't made it some, like, love triangle thing. Like, she will never, like, you know. Like, they care about each other and they have a mutual respect for each other, but it's not like they're going to, like, have a white picket fence house together and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love that they, like, represent that type of relationship. Like, they're just parents raising their kid together, but they still have separate love lives. Yeah. Like, they can separate it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like that too.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, I know, I'm really sorry. And that's the worst thing, too, is when a bunch of people come up to you and say sorry. Yes. Like, you don't want to freaking hear that. That's the last thing you want to freaking hear.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's appreciated, but it's like, please don't. Like, I know you feel bad, but just don't.
Yeah, Haley's representing grief so well the past few episodes. It's like, that's why it hurts so bad. I'm like, come on. Like, oh.
They're just making it real.
Yeah, she genuinely looks upset without being like boohoo crying and whatever. Like, she genuinely looks like she's...
Props to Phoebe Tonkin.
Yeah.
Once again.
She's come a long way since that barely American accent in The Vampire Diaries. Since
you want to know why I don't like that painting?
Oi, mate, you want to know why I like that painting there, right?
Oh, I love Phoebe, though.
Oh, no.
Progress, guys. It's great.
But Chris and Daniel Gillies made a comment about it in one of his videos, how she just keeps getting better and better, and she really does.
Mm-hmm. But I know Kristen had a problem with one of Haley's traits. What was it, Kristen?
When she screams. When someone's kicking her ass and she's screaming, I'm like, shut up. Like, I almost want to hit mute on the TV because I'm like, no, don't do it like that.
What's wrong with her scream?
I don't know. It's just
weird. I like her guttural scream. No, yeah, hers is like, it literally sounds like someone's trying to rip her heart out.
No, I know. But I don't know. There's something about it that I'm like, ugh.
It's better than Elena's.
Wait, actually, see, now that Rachel brought up Elena... I will take Haley's screaming over Elena's crying any day.
Oh, see, I feel like Nina had her best acting when she was crying.
It was not the acting while she was crying. It was the noise she made, like the she always made this thing like she was drowning. And I'm like, please stop. Make it stop.
All right, guys. Kristen is very particular about her screams and cries.
Yes, so. I am.
You're going to have to provide us with perfect examples of who does
the
good ones.
I will do that. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging. I'm just letting everyone know that you've got some very... You know what? You'll just be the official... scream and cry reader on the VRO.
Oh my God, I'm gonna do that. On a scale of 1 to 5, how annoying was it this episode?
How believable, how annoying.
You know who's really good at screaming and crying? Klaus.
Oh my God, yes. Joseph Morgan gets like 10 stars.
Yeah, you see, that I agree with. It's, you know, the other stuff is
and
weird.
Elijah. Elijah's pretty good, too. But Klaus takes the cake, I think.
Elijah made me want to hug him. Not that I don't want to hug him in every episode anyway, but when he had that, when Klaus's hand was in his chest, I was like, oh my God, Elijah, come here. Come here.
Yeah, I'm sure you were, Kristen.
Don't act like you weren't.
I was just waiting for Klaus. Honestly, I wanted to hug Klaus because Klaus felt like he was going to kill his brother. And I was like, oh my God.
Just the two of them in that scene was just absolutely insane. But before all of that even happened, so yes, Aya, she has her own little vendetta. She wants to kill the Michelsons, or at least separate herself, or separate the sire lines first, or break the sire bond, or what? You know what I mean, guys.
Yes, we do.
She has an agenda.
Yes, she has an agenda. And Davina also has her own agenda. And she wants to bring back Cole. So I was like, okay, I'll do this. Let's try this. You're going to have Cole for a short amount of time as a ghost. And you're going to find out that missing ingredient to break the sire bond or the sire chain, whatever. And the way we're going to bring him back is through this weird candle called the Fist of Glory.
No, it's the Hand of Glory. Keisha keeps trying to make it sound like a sex toy. That's what she's doing.
It looks like a sex toy, sounds like a sex toy. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I'm not going to say anything.
That creepy, creepy candle. It's a fist, though. It's holding a candle.
Yeah.
I'm just... Yes! Rachel, what do you think? Does it look like a sex doll?
No, we're just gonna. I don't think so. I thought it looked creepy because it looked like it was bleeding. But
is that like a Okay. Do you think it's like a person's hand or just like it has to be somebody's hand?
It's just creepy, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, the hand of glory is this creepy looking candle, and you burn it for a certain amount of time, and once the flame goes out, Cole is gone.
Yes.
So she lights it, and we bring back Cole. So the candle's lit, and Davina's talking to Cole, and are you guys feeling the chemistry between Nate and Danielle? Because I'm not.
Not as much as Danielle and Daniel. Oh, wow. That must have been weird on set now that I say that out loud.
Yeah, I never thought about that either until you just said it.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think she had more chemistry with Charmin. But, like, I think her and Nathaniel, I think for me, it's like there's certain moments that it's not so bad, but sometimes it's like, you know, everybody, we have to remember that he came on after she had already established a relationship with Charmin. So it's like he's playing the same character.
But they haven't gotten through that awkward
stage. Yeah, so it's like we kind of have to give them a little bit of time, even though they don't really have much of that. But for me, it's like certain moments are okay, and then other moments is like, no, I don't see it.
Yeah, I guess it'll get better once they find a groove. Yeah,
I was seeing it. I can't decide if I was seeing it more in this episode because I love Cole and Davina and I just want them to be together and I'm just willing to take whatever version of Cole they will give me or if they've actually gotten better with their chemistry.
Well, I think because he was like pleading with her not to go through with the spell to break the sire line, I think seeing him like really trying to plead with her not to do it, I think that's where I saw it more. Yeah. So I think I saw it more in this episode than the other one that he was in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they're definitely getting better. And I think by the end of the season, if you know, I'm just worried that they're going to bring back Cole and then kill him.
Again.
Like, that's a running fear for me.
Well, if they bring Nate back as Cole, then if he's killed, then maybe Charmin can come back. So they'll resurrect him again as Daniel Charmin.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, I would like them just to bring Caleb back in general, like actual Caleb.
Yeah.
Just to see how he is, because Vincent was great. I hated him as Finn, but I love Vincent.
Yeah, I agree.
So I would like to see, because we never saw Caleb. Mm-mm. We just saw him as Cole, and then he died as Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't even know if he's, like, good or bad.
Yeah. So I feel like they could definitely do something with that.
Yeah. Come on, people. Yeah, bring Charmin back.
Didn't they consecrate his bones? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe his actual spirit could come back, too. Or is it gone? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But in the meantime, we've got Cole and Davina working on a spell. Cole obviously doesn't want her to do it because he doesn't want her to be a part of the Strix, since Aya apparently never keeps her promises. And just, it's a whole shady situation. Like, I wouldn't trust the Strix. Look who they came from.
I'm curious if Cole has had more experiences with the Strix than he's letting on, because he knows Aya. He knows who she is.
Yeah, because he said she's cuddly as ever.
Yeah.
So he knows he's a bitch.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if he had, because he's always been like around witches, even as a vampire, because he misses his magic. So I wonder if someone he was with came into play, like with the Strix coven or something.
Or he was with her, like Elijah was with her.
That would be weird.
Oh, come on. Elena got two Salvatores. Come on now.
Is this true?
Yeah, but I do like that with the Michelsons. Like, we get enough of it with the Salvatores.
I do like, though, that Cole was like, if you want me to talk, that's fine, but I'm only talking to her. Like, I like that him and Davina were, like, standing up to Aya.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not just letting her tell them what to do and just do it.
And, like, the other
Davina don't
like,
take no crap.
Davina's not going to make a good strict witch because she's not going to do anything they say.
No, she does she's not a horrible listen to authority. Davina's like, I make my own rules, bitches.
Maybe she'll take over as regent of that coven.
I wonder if that's possible, because if Marcel is taking over for the Strix, maybe he will do that. And they'll, like, rebuild.
Well, first they need to kill Aya.
For real.
Because she's an issue.
Well, if she's working with Aurora, I'm pretty sure that they're
signed her death warrant.
Yeah.
So,
It's so stupid because they were willing to work with her. They've given her so many chances to, like, just, like, be okay and, like, not be psycho evil or crazy or whatever, or go against them.
She's not psycho evil crazy. She just really, really, really hates Elijah. I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, she needs to get over it.
Yeah.
Listen, if Elijah walked out on you, wouldn't you, like, carry that burden for 1,000 years? I know I would.
No, I'd probably be more like Aurora if Klaus.
Yeah, but Keisha, let's be real, because Elijah asked her to go with him, and she's the dummy that stayed behind, so.
And he came back.
So there's that.
And then she's like, no, you left us. Coward. It's like, oh my god, get over yourself. You'd run too.
She and Aurora belong together because both are out of the damn minds.
Yes. Let Elijah come and tell me, come with me. Okay.
You need not ask again, honey. I'm with you.
We're already gone. What are you talking about?
Bye. I'll be over here with Klaus.
I love how this episode has, like, it's like three things going on at once, but they all play well into each other. Like, while all this is going on, Klaus asked Haley to, like, karate kid Camille so that she won't get herself killed.
Haley was Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. But that was a really good speech.
Yeah.
You know, telling her to embrace her vampire side.
Yeah, and it's true. It's true, because Cammy has, like, minimal experience with how vampires work and operate. Like, she knows about them and she's worked with them, but she doesn't really know the ins and outs of what you're supposed to do. So, to me, when she transitioned, it's like she's just like reckless, and she thinks those dark objects are gonna protect her, but they're not.
Well, they did, though.
Well, they did, but it's temporary. It's not like it's forever, and then she could...
Well, it's what Haley said. She's like, I'm not telling you to throw them out.
Yeah.
But you need to learn how to defend yourself on top of that.
Exactly.
Which I liked.
Yes.
I love their little friendship.
And wait, can we talk about Elijah walking through rooms and just kicking shit over that, like, was not even in his way?
Oh my gosh, the chair. When he walks in.
He just walks in and casually kicks something out of the way. Like, why did you do that? I love it, because it wasn't even in his way. He just felt the need to kick the chair.
The chair was a peasant, all right?
Elijah is such a weirdo. Like, in any other medium, Elijah would probably be considered the weirdest dude on the planet. Like, who does that?
Oh my god.
But it's Elijah, so we accept it.
It works.
Yeah. No one else can pull off, you know, sitting on the floor and scooting like he did. Like, that's the primpiest thing ever. Or just the way he holds his pinky up when he drinks. Or there's just...
Or how he pronounces his WHs.
As HW, like Cool Whip. He's such a weirdo, but we accept it because he's freaking Elijah, and he's being played by Daniel Gillies, who's one of the most charismatic actors out there.
Yes. Oh, God. Elijah's the best. I don't think anybody else can do that. Like, I think if Klaus were to do it, I think it would be, like, out of character.
No, Klaus throws temper tantrums.
Yeah, I know.
Elijah makes it look like, I don't know.
It's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Elijah's, like, a weirdo.
A wonderful weirdo.
Yeah, we love him. Elijah, you a freak, but we love it.
I was almost hoping Keisha was right when she lied to us and said he had a Gemini twin, because I was like, oh my god, two Elijahs? Yes. But then I was like, yes. Wait, no, this Gemini shit is false. Keisha's lying.
But it was so, like, it was believable.
Because it was random.
Yeah, and it was a good cover for why he was still filming, because we're like, wait, he's just filming last week. How's he dead?
Oh, God.
Oh, Elijah. But yes, there's only one Elijah that we know of. And he kicks the chair because it was in his way, or it's a peasant, or it was dirty or something. Or maybe he's just OCD and doesn't like things. I don't know. Whatever the case, he walks in and sees the room kind of looks like it exploded. And that's because Aurora kidnapped her, or Freya, and left behind a lovely limerick. Which, she's had 1,000 years to become a better poet, and she still sucks.
Oh, God. Yes, you are correct.
I love when they're like, she's insane. Like, they're just like, they're just like, oh, my God. This is our lives.
This coming from the family whose parents tried to kill them, they've tried to kill each other. Yeah. I mean, if they're calling you crazy, there's something wrong with you.
Seriously. Yep.
But we love it. She makes things exciting. I mean, I hate Aurora, but I love that the trolling that she does. She's great.
I did like her reasoning behind it. Like, why she was going after Elijah and not Niklaus.
Yeah.
To end Tristan suffering. I was like, oh.
Yeah, in some way, like, she's a bad poet, but that was kind of poetic.
Oh. <Yeah. laughs> Poetic justice. Aw. But, okay, but were you not also thinking in the back of your mind that he was also her lover? Because that's what I was thinking.
Keisha, you want Elijah to be everybody's
lover. No, she's talking about her brother.
No.
Oh. Yeah, they have some incesty vibes coming on.
They're definitely the Lannisters. That's...
Oh no. Jamie and Cersei.
So when she was like I want to save my brother, I just kept hearing I want to save my lover. So it's just like, oh god, you're just so insane. But yeah, it does make sense.
It does make sense, but bitch needs to leave Elijah alone.
My goodness.
I want to know why Elijah turned Tristan. Did we ever get that backstory? Did you just feel like it? Since everyone else had become vampires that they knew?
Wait, why? Who turned Tristan?
Elijah.
I don't think he did. Didn't Klaus?
Yes, he did. No. He's part of Elijah's sire line.
Oh, I don't remember.
That's why she's trying to kill Aurora.
Klaus turned Lucien. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah,
about
Klaus
Lucien,
turned Lucien. Rebecca turned Aurora, and Elijah turned Tristan.
Okay.
But everyone else was an accident. So I'm like, well, how did Tristan become a vampire?
True.
Yeah, because even they, I don't even think they were really friends. He was the crazy brother even before them.
Yeah, they didn't like him.
Maybe yeah, he stole Elijah's blood. I don't know.
It's
He's
funny
crazy.
Because I, like, in the past few episodes, I'm like, I forget that Lucien was even a character, because I'm like, why did they bring him
Where
on?
Where is Lucien?
He's
babysitting
Hope
again.
Yeah, he's babysitting Hope.
He's over on Raising Hope, the original edition.
See, I just assumed he left town to go be a backup dancer for Taylor Swift, but, you know, that's just my theory.
Oh, my God.
But we haven't seen him since episode 7, I think.
I hope there's a reason for his absence when he comes
back.
Yeah,
and he's not just going to pull, like, a malarkey and just show back up.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Like, Enzo disappeared and nobody said anything, and then all of a sudden he has this mission to get this crazy bitch. So maybe...
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched it, but I know he came back because he posted about it on Instagram.
But yes, crazy Aurora is hell-bent on making... making the Michelsons suffer, and B, ending her brother's suffering. So killing two birds with one stone. So she goes out to the... I'm guessing it's the bayou, the swamp, whatever this place is. had a little cabin set up kind of like Home Alone with all these bungee traps. Well, actually, no, there's no bungee traps, but it kind of felt like that for a second.
You mean boogie traps?
Yeah. Wait, what was I saying? Whatever.
Like, what's a bungee trap? That sounds fun.
Like, wait, but Rachel, what did you call it?
Isn't it a boogie trap?
It's a booby trap.
Booby trap.
Both of you are fired.
Well, yeah, she's in this house, and she, remember, though, at the end of last episode, she got someone to make bullets out of white oak. And
poor so, Hope and her favorite toy.
Aw.
How mean is toy that? Store.
Yeah, she it's literally weird. Took toys from a baby. Technically, Cammy did, but whatever.
Oh, wait, so Cammy's the evil
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Cammy did it.
Boy, man. Vampirism really changes you. So, yeah, she's got a gun full of wooden bullets that could actually kill an original. And I don't know how Elijah stayed so calm with a white oak bullet, like, pointed right at his chest, but he was just...
Because he's Elijah.
Because think about how many times his life has been threatened over 1,000 years. Like, he's just like, this again. like they take the threat seriously, but at the same time, they're, like, desensitized to them.
My favorite thing is, while she's got this gun pointed at him, he still reads her to filth. Like, you are utterly insane.
Yeah.
It actually makes me think that, his ability to read people comes from him hanging out with drag queens at some point in his life.
Oh, God.
Like, don't you think Elijah would make a great drag queen?
I think that's just you.
Rachel, Keisha has such interesting theories in this episode. Lucian is a backup dancer for Taylor Swift. Elijah's hanging out with drag queens.
You can't tell me I'm wrong about these things because they make sense. But anyway.
Do they?
Do they, though? Yeah. In Keisha's mind.
Maybe me and Aurora just run on the same wavelength.
I don't know. No. I hope not. Can we please talk about Klaus getting there and then saying, I'll be right back. I have to go murder my ex.
That was great. I love Klaus.
That was a great line.
I love him so much.
It's only a great just line casual. If it's coming from Klaus.
And you know he's definitely said that before. The way he delivered it was like, ugh. So
this
tedious.
This again.
But again, were this said by a male character on any other show, they would be construed as a misogynistic serial killer.
Yeah, the originals really desensitizes you to certain things. Like when Klaus had his heart or his hand in Elijah's chest, I was like, oh, look at that.
How cute. He's trying to save his brother.
Yeah. Right? Like so graphic. Like his hands like digging around in his brother's chest. I'm like, aw.
But I will say the gun thing, I think that was like the, like when you have a sword, it's, you know, you can stop the person. They're like, there's a greater chance of you surviving. But bringing a gun in like that really made me nervous. Because it was like, she could end their lives within a second.
But another thing I don't understand is vampires have dodged bullets before, like, literally. So that's why I'm like, okay. And how many bullets does she have?
Well, she only had five.
Why didn't they take the rest of them? Because Elijah was, like, playing with one that was on the table.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what a dumbass.
And then what did Klaus do with the one that was in Elijah's chest? Did he pocket that? Because I hope so.
Please burn them alive.
Don't leave it lying around. But what really aggravates me is the fact that they had multiple opportunities to kill her.
Yeah.
Like Klaus had the gun literally pointed at her. And she somehow managed to get the upper hand on Klaus, who took on like how many hybrids, vampires?
Yeah, single-handedly.
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I get that we need to further plot, but give her a reason for being stronger than him or being able to, like, you know, get the upper hand. Because
is there a steroid for vampires?
Is there what?
A steroid for vampires? Maybe she's on it.
Witch's help, maybe.
She's just batshit crazy. That's what it is.
That's the most dangerous, though, is a crazy person.
Yeah.
Crazy woman.
This is more accurate.
I also loved when she drugged Freya, and she's like, oh, it's just a little concoction that Tristan used to...
Yeah, like, it's totally normal.
But she still wants to save him.
Yeah.
Yep. They have
and
the
by save him, kill him. So, you know.
And at the same time, kill him. Yeah, this girl is batshit crazy. She needs to just... I don't even want to say she needs to go, because I kind of like her being on the show.
I like, yeah, she brings something fun and weird and
yeah,
just
but I don't like when they threaten my Michelsons. Like, leave them alone.
Yeah, but what would it be if they didn't have somebody to go up against?
I'm just saying. I don't want her to stick around. She could hang around for the season, but that's it. She needs to go. I wonder if Lucien has some white oak bullets as well.
In his, like, little briefcase?
Maybe she sent some to him or something.
I don't think she trusts him.
But he was, like, in love with her when they were
human. Remember, she came to him on the bench right after Klaus broke her heart. And that's the last time we saw him, is when he was...
Yep.
He maybe put a hand on her shoulder.
She killed him.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I don't want him to die, Lucien.
But why is
great.
No one asking about Lucien? Like, when in Klaus is like, so what happened to Lucien? Like, I know he's got some stuff on his plate right now, but I would want to know where all my possible enemies are right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe the actor was unavailable to shoot for a while.
That's probably what it is, but I just think they could have came up with a reason.
They could have had a dummy and just only shown the back of his head.
Or just given us a reason for why he's out of town.
He's with Hope.
He's babysitting Hope. He's Uncle Lucien.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, let's be serious about the whole Hope situation, because Cammy was fighting with Haley at the little gym, the little, what'd you call it, Keisha? The baby vamp fight club?
Yeah.
So that's Cammy and Haley are there. Freya was kidnapped and buried. Klaus and Elijah were with Aurora and her wonderful coat.
And Rebecca's in a coffin.
Yeah, so really, let's
Grandma Mary.
Grandma. Moonshine Grandma.
Grandma Mary.
No, she's with Lucien. At the Taylor Swift concert, guys.
Right? Like, Lucien would be, like, the dad, like, the babysitter that, like, draws the fake eyebrows on the baby.
Oh, my God.
Like, Klaus comes back. He's like, look, Klaus, look at this.
Yeah, oh no, don't keep your children away from Lucien. Just don't. Kid might come
or
back
he
with
takes
a
her to a strip club. And all the strippers are like, aw. He's like, yeah.
Putting some beer in her bottle.
Yes, no. Hope is safe with Grandma. And meanwhile, all this shit's going down. The witches go after Haley because we finally find out what the missing ingredient is that can unlink all of the sires from their sires. Yeah.
Good sentence, Keith.
Thanks, guys. Yay! I know English. I had an education in Florida, okay? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
It's all of us.
We're allowed to say that because we are all from Florida. Well, I'm not from here, but...
I'm from here, unfortunately.
But I live here.
True.
And I know
what,
it sucks.
What does David Anders call it? Satan's armpit?
Oh, no.
Not wrong, but okay.
I remember he sent out a tweet about Florida and coming to Orlando or something, and everyone got really angry. called it something. I was
Why
like,
are
guys,
people getting angry at the truth?
I'm like, I mean, guys, come on.
Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, they're going after Haley, right?
Yes, they need her heart because she is the world's first unsired vampire.
When they first said that, I thought they were going after Hope, and I was like, oh, do not touch baby Hope. Like,
me too.
And then I was like, oh yeah, Haley.
Oh, because Hope really isn't a vampire.
But would it still count? Because she's like a third of it, or half, or whatever. What is she?
I don't know. Do we even know what she is? Like,
she's a tribrid.
She's something.
She's a tribrid. No, they've called her a tribrid before.
Did they?
Yeah, because I just rewatched it recently, and they're like, she's the first tribrid. I'm like, oh, see, that's actually a thing. Okay.
Oh, God. I really thought somebody just made that up. Okay.
Yeah, so I thought Rachel made it up.
No, it's a thing. Because she's part vampire, part werewolf, and part witch.
Okay, tribrid. Yeah, like the triumvirate. Okay, go. We'll go with that. Cool.
Hey, I didn't come up with it.
We'll roll with it.
So it's not Hope, it is Haley, the first unsired vampire. And they need her heart for the recipe.
Dun, dun,
so they come. Dun, dun, dun. So they come for her in the church.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, this is like the second week in a row that Davina has been so freaking far behind on warning people. Like, I don't want her to send me warnings because I'll be dead.
Who did she mess up last week?
Cammy. Cammy, yeah.
Literally like a 2-second warning. They're coming for you.
Too late. They're already here. Yeah. Davina's kind of slow, so...
But she makes up for it.
Yeah, but she didn't know, did she? That the witches heard what she was saying?
No, but she still found out so damn late. Again, like, if you were in danger, and who would you want to deliver the message? Davina or Klaus or Elijah?
Well, when you put it that way...
I'm just saying. So, yes, the message gets there too late because the witches are coming for Haley and they try to rip her heart out of her chest, and that
Cammy saves the day.
Do her sexy little screams that Kristen loves.
No, Kristen hates. And it's funny because when they walk in, Cammy's like, they show Cammy and she's like, oh shit, no, I'm not ready. Like, she was just teaching me. Go away, bitches.
And then she runs to her box, her magical bag. She's
her
like
toy.
Mary. Cammy's like Mary Poppins. She just has all sorts of stuff in her bag.
I was gonna say Hermione Granger.
That works too, but her bag's bigger than Hermione's. Hermione had like a little pouch, and she'd pull like tents out of.
Oh, that's true. But yeah, her magical object bag, which actually did really come in handy.
Yeah, it did.
For a second there, she did.
And then
stop
more
the witches
came.
How many witches do they have? Because I thought there were only like 8.
I don't know, but there was like 3 or 4 of them there. She killed one. Haley killed.
Yeah, like how many have we seen killed off right now? Because I thought more died.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I haven't kept track.
They're kind of disposable at this point. I mean, there was one really cool one, the blonde one.
She loved her.
Yeah,
I'm really mad. Bring her back too while you're at it, Davina, because she seems cool.
Did you guys
and she
ever
did
see
consecrate
Chasing
her bone.
Life? Did you ever see Chasing Life?
No.
No, what's that?
It's a show where the main character found out she had cancer, but the girl that played her sister was that girl.
Oh.
The one that played that witch. And it's funny because I had seen like pictures, like promo pictures from the episode that she was on, and I was like, she looks familiar. And it wasn't until I watched the episode that I was like, oh my god, she had brown hair on the other shows. So it was when she talked. But yeah, she was on another show that got canceled, so she's not having the best of luck.
Interesting.
But I hope they bring her back because she was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes from this episode was Klaus and Freya at the end when he's like, "You're our family, always and forever. You're part of the family." And I was like, "Oh." Because Freya always felt left out because he always treated her like crap and no one trusted her at first. And
yeah, Keisha and I were messaging each other when, because she watched it, she rewatched it while I was watching it. I guess she wanted to like watch me suffer through the episode as I thought Elijah was gonna die. But we were messaging each other, and I was like, oh my god, that was so cute. Because in the beginning, like, it starts out where she feels like they don't really think of her as family, because she compares the way he speaks to her to how he speaks to Rebecca. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, that was so cute.
And the panic on Klaus's face when he couldn't find her.
Yeah.
At first, and he's like, oh my god, I'm not gonna make it in time. And I was like, oh. I just love Klaus and Freya's relationship, because they're like pretty much, I feel like they have more in common as far as like issues, you know? I don't know.
As opposed to who?
Like her, Klaus and Rebecca.
They're both outcasts, I feel.
Yeah. Like. That's the word I was looking for. I'm like, but yeah.
Yeah. They both know what it's like to feel different from the rest of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it, Cole, Elijah, Rebecca, and Finn, they really, like, Michael didn't really hate them.
No.
And they were never kidnapped. They were never separated from their family.
Yeah.
Emotionally or physically. Klaus is the black sheep because he's the son of a wolf. And Freya, as the firstborn, she's like evicted from the family or taken away from the family and forced to watch them from afar.
Yeah.
So she gets it. And they have a different understanding than the rest of the siblings, because mm-hmm. the other ones, they always had each other. Elijah could always count on Rebecca. And vice versa. And Fintel is just Fintel. Fuck him. And
tell us how you really feel about Finn.
You're welcome.
Him and his Backstreet Boy hair.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just there's a deep mutual understanding there. And this episode was pretty, it was pretty crazy, but also really sweet. And I loved not only seeing Klaus and Freya rebuild their relationship, but also seeing Marcel coming up more, because he's been to the back burner for so long after having his city taken away from him. I think this episode,
if I invented a drinking game where you take a shot every time Marcel says, "This is my town, this is my city," you would be on your ass by, like, the first 5 minutes.
That is very true.
But he has to keep reminding people because they keep forgetting that, bitch, he knows these things inside the streets, inside and out, and they all act like he's some kind of...
I get that, but it's also not your city anymore. Klaus kind of stole it. And technically, the Michelsons were there first, if they want to get technical.
But they left, and it also left it in a shit show, and he's the one that built it to what it is now.
True, true.
So they're basically bearing the fruits of his labor.
Yeah.
You could say that, like, that's basically how America was founded, FYI. If we want to get technical. Yep, I went there.
And that was Keisha with the history lesson for the day.
You're welcome. It's Black History Month.
I like Marcel's "Oh hell no" when they came for Haley.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're like, "We're gonna get her." And Marcel went 1,000%.
Well, I forgot until I rewatched recently, but he saved Haley as a baby. He's the one that sent her off when her parents died.
Oh, really? I did not remember that.
Yeah, because remember when she went to go visit Marcel and he's like, I remember you from when you were a baby. You're the reason I'm the reason you're alive. Because when they had the fight with the Guerrero.
Try it again.
The Guerrero. With Francesca's people.
Guerrero.
There you go. That one. When they had the whole werewolf fight between the Crescent Wolves and the Guerrero, whatever. Marcel's the one that saved Haley and sent her off because he knew she was the last of their bloodline. And he has a thing with kids being hurt. So. Aw,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. See, I learned so much stuff when I rewatched. I learned so much when I went back and I rewatched. I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about this.
He never hesitates to save her life. Like, even this season, last season, he's always protecting her and making sure that she's okay. And I know she's going to be really, really pissed when she finds out he's the one that took Jackson's heart.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was either her heart or Jackson's.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's be real. Like, Jackson is gone. So.
Just, you know, you can still put your tree back in the hole.
Yeah. And just pretend. How about she can bury his denim jacket?
Yeah. Or some of his plaid. Or, you know, maybe if you didn't set his body on fire, you could actually have a place to visit. But I know that's tradition for the werewolves, but still. If y'all want a place to visit, to remember them.
Just go to the bottom of the river. That's where his body is.
Oh my god.
No, he's somewhere on the other side of the river with Chase Coleman.
Just around the river bend.
Oh my god.
Like, all three, like, you realize that, like, the three, like, really, really strong guys in that pack are dead. Aiden.
I know.
One of Ollie's super strong, but yeah, Aiden, Ollie, and now Jackson.
And I love them all.
That pack has got to be super pissed because they lost all of these guys because of the freaking Michelsons.
Well, no. Ollie died because he's an idiot. Ollie died because of the wolves or the witches and siding with the Francesca.
Okay, well, Aiden died because of a Michelson. Yeah. Well, she's not a Michelson, but she's part of that damn family.
She was there because of the Michelsons.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
The witches were there because of the, well, they're pissed because, whatever. It all comes back to the Michelsons.
I mean, technically, yeah, because there would be no vampires without them. So if you really want to get technical.
Well, what an exciting episode. And I love that it ends with, the last two scenes are great. The first being Freya, Elijah, and Klaus having the best toast ever. Kill them all.
I was like, this is such a lovely family. Look at them bonding.
Because that's normal. Because that's our normal way to think.
On this show.
I know.
On this show, the sweet moments are toasting to killing people.
Definitely.
It's great. And then the other sweet moment when, you know, the girls decide to get together for some girl time. Aurora and her new friend Aya.
Aya.
It's the jilted exes versus the Michelson brothers.
Basically, this is like a episode of The Bachelor gone wrong.
I was gonna say First Wives Club.
Whatever. I don't know. Some sort of.
Have you seen that movie? It's great.
No.
Basically, no. All the First Wives. They band together to destroy the lives of their husbands who left them for younger women.
Oh my God.
That's basically it then, yeah.
And that is this episode. Next week looks even crazier because they do get a hold of the Michelsons and give them some kind of weird baptism.
Again.
Again. Yes.
Again. Oh, yeah. Well, it was Elijah.
Elijah again. Hey, I'm not complaining.
I like Elijah Wet. Okay, so.
What?
Wait.
Keisha said it.
So, yeah, next week's going to be crazy. Any final thoughts on this really, really odd, crazy, emotional?
No, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Yeah, I think that wraps it up for me, too. But I do want somebody to post where the hell they got Aurora's coat from, because it was fabulous and I want it.
I can help you with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Find out. It was cute until Klaus ruined it with that sign.
She deserved it.
She did.
She didn't deserve a cute coat like that.
And yeah, then I can find it.
While you're at it, can you calculate how many of the suits Elijah has gone through and what his bill must be like?
Well, I can tell you that Daniel Gilley, someone asked him a question on his Q&A one time about his suits, and they're like $3,000 each.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, they put him in like $3,000 suits, and they're always changing them out, he said. And also, his watch that he wears a lot, as Elijah, is Anthony Hopkins' watch from one of the movies he shot in Atlanta.
Oh, so. I heard about that. I saw that somewhere, too.
Yeah, it was his Facebook Q&A he did.
Okay. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little trivia fact. Little trivia fact for you all.
From the Guerrero.
Shut up.
Yeah, so that's it for me.
Well, thanks for listening. And Kristen, where can we find you? On social media.
You can find me at accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, and on Facebook at accordingtokristen.
And Rachel?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at RachelEP. That's RaecheLEP.
Awesome.
And Keisha?
Me. I am on Twitter at KeyLime_ and on some other stuff. Oh yeah, KeishaHatchett.com and Instagram at KeyLimeFraps and Snapchat at KeyLimeFraps. So yeah. You can also find additional recaps and some other shows like Teen Wolf and The Walking Dead on our website, thevro.com, on Facebook at Variety Radio Online, on Twitter at TheVRO, and on Instagram at Variety Radio Online. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Dun dun dun.
Bye.
Bye.